This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
No immediate charges filed, but there is an investigation underway into a deadly incident involving actor Alec Baldwin. Authorities say he fired a prop gun while making a movie in New Mexico, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
It's unclear how the incident occurred. Authorities near Santa Fe are investigating. Local news reports say Baldwin was seen at the sheriff's office in tears, but reporters were unable to elicit a comment from him. Baldwin is listed as both star and producer of the movie. Production on it has been shut down.
A lawyer for the family of Brian Laundrie says they may learn more today about the discovery of Brian Laundrie's remains in a Florida nature preserve. No word on how he died. He was a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. Many more Americans will be getting COVID boosters now that the CDC has approved boosters for all three vaccines. The AP's Mike Hempen says there are some guidelines.
There are still restrictions on who qualifies and when for a booster. Starting 6 months past their last Moderna or Pfizer vaccination, people are urged to get a booster if they're 65 or older, nursing home residents, or at least 50 and at increased risk of severe disease because of health problems. Boosters also were allowed but not urged for adults of any age at increased risk of infection because of health problems or their jobs or living conditions. As for recipients of the single-shot J&J vaccine, a COVID-19 booster is recommended for everyone at least 2 months after their vaccination.
Pfizer says its COVID vaccine for young children is nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. Regulators are considering vaccinations for that age group. This is AP News. So how's Queen Elizabeth this morning? The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II was back at Windsor Castle after reports that she spent a night in hospital earlier in the week. Buckingham Palace confirmed that the 95-year-old monarch went to the private King Edward VII Hospital in London for what they are calling preliminary investigations. The test took place after she cancelled a trip to Northern Ireland to celebrate 100 years since its creation. The palace said the Queen reluctantly took doctors' advice to rest for a few days. She returned to her Windsor Castle home the following day and was understood to be back at her desk by afternoon, undertaking light duties. Karen Chamas, London.
Here in the U.S., sales of existing homes are up 7% for September, to their strongest showing since January. Mortgage rates are ticking higher, pushing buyers to get off the sidelines. The latest on home sales. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.